Hi guys, this is how to do Bob Dylan style folk guitar strumming, and this is strumming pattern 13 from my strumming guitar course. This is the last one of this sheet, so you should have a lot of strumming patterns and, more importantly, a lot of songs using these strumming patterns under your belt before you take on this one to really get the most out of this course. But let's have a look at how to do this Bob Dylan style strumming pattern. The main focus of this is going to be on playing the root note of whatever chord it is that you're playing, because we're going to be playing a single note, that note being the root note. And a root note of each chord, also known as the bass note, is whatever letter name that chord is. For example, a D, you want to play the lowest D that is available to you in the particular chord you're going for. So on the D, for example, that is the open D string, string 4. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4. And to play that single string, you ideally want to rest your wrist on the guitar itself, just above the strings here. And then when we go for a strum straight after that, we don't rest your wrist and we let your hand drop down, straight down into the strum. And everything here is going to be done on a down picking or strumming motion. But to start off with, we just want to pick the bass note, the D, and then strum our D major chord. And we're going to keep everything even and we're going to go for it as follows. Now, depending on what chord you go for, that bass note can be easier or harder to pick out. If we just use E, major, A, and D as our examples, simply because that's the name of the thickest three strings, E, A, and D. So we'll be going in string order to get used to this. D is the one that we're going for because this is a trickier strumming pattern, but as a first time to go for it, you might find E to be easier, because we're going to pick for string 6. So pick string 6 while we're playing your E chord, and then strum E major. This goes to a count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we want to try it on an A major chord. You can take on any chord you want. I'm just using E, A, and D as my examples. So we have string 5, little bit trickier to pick out, and then we strum the top 5 strings, the thinnest 5 strings for your A chord. So rest your wrist and then strum everything. And you're trying to get your hand to memorize this position to pick out a certain thicker string, which is why the resting of the wrist on the guitar is so important. That bit of contact allows the fine motor motion. And then the goal is to try and get this on the D major chord, which would be string 4. Always try and keep it even. It is on the beat after all, but we want to try it at a variety of different tempos, so start off slow and go quite a bit faster just to try out this strumming pattern and get a feel for it. So nice and slow first of all. 2, 3, 4. And then speeding up a little bit. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Going up to what we'd name double time. And slowing back down again to finish off. To make this really authentic, you can add in the upstrum that we were doing for Johnny Cash strumming. So Johnny Cash strumming, the previous lesson in this series of videos, was 1, 2, and 3, 4, and. If we make the 1 the root note, we would get... a very distinctive strumming pattern used in Blowing in the Wind, and also in Ho Hey by the Lumineers. So we can see this is a real folk, kind of classic folk strumming pattern to be able to nail these folk songs, really. You want to go for it in a variety of chords. The common chords that you would use out of the basic open chords and to give your root notes would be a G. The root note would be string 6, so the example, as the basic. Catching an upstrum when you can. And then our C major chord, standard C major, the root note is on string 5. So this is a C note. And you want to try and pick out that single note. When you're going for this particular strumming pattern, the upstrum is an optional extra. If you can do it, fantastic. If you can't, it sounds just as good and sounds really much more authentic by going for the root note. That's a really big part of this strumming pattern. And then it somewhat crosses over with the Johnny Cash one as well. So they're somewhat interchangeable, but typically this one's more a folk rather than a country strumming pattern.